was getting it.
Floyd's eyes were closed.
Still are.
Still jiggling a little bit. Good morning. Yes, new piece of the intro music to get us started. 5:38, Wednesday, July 10th.
I like it.
Yeah, you really have to see the Avengers on Netflix before it goes away to Disney. You really, it's such a great scene in that movie. Welcome to the Morning Reboot. We have a very, very busy show today. Floyd will get us a rated game shortly after 6 o'clock. After 7, some friends from the Wood County Humane Society will be by. They've not visited with us before, and you know we're very dog-friendly here. Mm-hmm. One song to save your life. Your life is at risk. And this song will save it at 7:15. A panel full of ladies with prizes. And we need to, I need to reconstruct what's going to happen at 8:30. We're going to debut Golf Bro. In the same vein as Hockey Bros, who have now broken up because our friend Philip has moved to London. Although maybe I could call him up and, you know, London in the UK is where golf was born, so maybe he could help you.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm almost certain. Yeah, that golf was born in the UK. So busy show today. If you miss any part of it, please get the podcast, subscribe, rate and review if you would. It is completely free, and you get it song free and commercial free. If you want the link for it, you can actually right now text Eric to 419-240-1055. Any other texts to say hello, please fire them away. Good morning to you. 5:39, it's Eric Chase and the one and only glittery Floyd.
Hi.
There we go. I had to find my note. It's the first time I said something today. Well, besides you.
Good morning.
Yeah, besides good morning. That's about it.
Your good morning say so much to me.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you always question them.
I know.
I've actually been, despite what's happening in my family life, I'm actually in a great mood.
For those that don't know, Floyd's aunt passed away.
Mm-hmm. And her service is tomorrow, so it's going to be a heavy Thursday.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be good.
You'll be okay.
I said my mom taught my sister and myself that death is a part of life, so when it does happen to us, we have our normal mourning stages, like upsetness, but like we realize this is just another part of the journey in life. And so you should teach your kids that, because there are some people who are like afraid of death or like don't know much about it. And they're like 40. And I'm like, ooh, girl, you know what the next step is. Yeah, I mean, that was dark. I'm sorry.
No, on a Wednesday morning.
But I'm just saying, like, my mom, it was always, I think like we were born and my mom, the doctor was like, here's a beautiful baby boy. And the first thing she said to me was like, well, you know, the next step is death. Like, she always told us that life is not guaranteed. So we definitely have that good home training. So, like, you know, no one can ever prepare themselves for it. But you can always prepare yourself for it. You know what I mean? Because you know it's coming.
As best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
It's much like knowing what you're going to pay in medical fees.
Yeah.
And how nebulous that is. You don't know where you go.
Yeah.
And anybody that's come back, like, wasn't really dead. They were just out of, well, I mean, whatever the light, people that say they saw the light. I mean, they didn't cross over or whatever, whatever phrasing you want to use.
So shout out to Mama Anderson.
What's up, Donna?
No, you stop it, you nasty.
You fine piece of Nubian beauty.
She is not Nubian. She was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Is Nubian, is that like an African term?
Yeah. So you fine piece of Toledoan, okay? That's okay. Mixed. Call her out.
Mixed with me when we... it's 5:42. Good morning. I didn't think it would happen.
Uh-oh.
I went to go visit a friend yesterday because she was in a dire mental state.
Mm-hmm.
So I forced my way into visiting her. No, she had some things, and I was like, let me just stop by and say hello. And I think she's up in good spirits now, and at least has taken some steps to help herself. Because do what your head is telling you not to do is a good step to feel better. So after I got done visiting her, she lives in Haskins. You want to talk about a one-stoplight town? Have you ever been there?
No. I even went to my Rolodex where that is, and I gave up. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't care.
There is literally a bar.
Oh! It's on the way to BG, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I've seen the sign.
Like, I have heard of Haskins. I knew that she lived in Haskins, but it is as small a town as I've ever been in for more than just driving through. There is a baseball field, a Sunoco, a post office, and a bar.
All essentials to be a small city. Especially kicking off with the baseball field.
Yeah. I said, do you want... Usually we have coffee when we hang out, and I said... Do you want any? She said, sure, but she didn't get back to me in time. And I said, well, what do you want? And I didn't want to stop and get like gas station coffee. Mm-hmm. And I figured, look, every place has to have a spot to have to get coffee. And I couldn't find it unless it was going to be that gas station. But truly like a one stoplight town and 30 to 40 residents. It was different. She's like, you don't like it here, do you? I'm like, I don't dislike it. It's just not me.
You don't like it here? Like you're like, girl, I'm just rolling through. I don't have to like it.
But what I didn't expect, I got myself to Fallen Timbers. I was considering going to see a movie because I had the day open. Midsummer, which is a...
Is that a horror movie?
Yes.
Okay.
And you didn't see Hereditary, right?
No, because the previews freaked me out. Not scary, but I was just like, this looks... I'm going to have to be invested in this.
This is another one from that director. I also... considered John Wick or seeing Spider-Man again or something else. So I made my way to Fallen Timbers. And I wanted coffee. So I went to that Starbucks there.
You have an addiction.
And I don't have an addiction. And you'll be happy. I was as patient as I could be while I do wish. Sorry to go on a tangent here. I'll get to what I couldn't believe I saw. And this is Q105, by the way. I wish, and I realize, like, that's an off-the-beaten-path Starbucks, and it's at the Barnes & Noble. So there's not a lot of traffic, and it's midday on a midweek. But this young mom in front of me had ordered a lot of stuff. Like, I waited 7-8 minutes, which is not a lot in the grand scheme of things. I simply would have liked, it would have been nice if the attendant said, she said, I'll be with you in a minute. Just hang on. She was totally nice. But I kind of wish she would have just asked me what I wanted because my order is so simple.
So simple, yeah.
It's like black coffee, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and that's it. And I could have had it. And so then she wouldn't have been, you know, thinking that I'm waiting there a long time, which I would have. Does that ever happen?
It's like, yes. It's like when you go to the grocery store and you see me with like one thing in my hand and then someone with a cart full of food goes right in front of you. And I'm just like, you can have like the common courtesy. I've done it before when I've had grocery carts and I see like anyone with like maybe like 3 things in their hand or just like a hand. There's stuff, they're holding it in their hand. And I'm just like, oh, go in front of me because I have a cart.
Yeah.
You literally have a handful. Yeah. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, absolutely. Because yes, go. But like when I do it, like say like I have a drink and a bag of chips and like maybe like an article of clothing and then like someone zooms in front of me with their cart, I'm like, are you kidding? It's worse when you go to like the self-checkout and they zoom right in front of you too and you have to wait in that line. So I'm like,
don't
really? This says 20 items or less. You clearly have 21.
And when don't start, I could do an entire weeks of shows on self-checkout courtesy. But I kind of wish the girl working the counter was like, what do you want? I mean, help me out. Baristas, anybody that works there, like, does it make sense to get someone who has a simple order rather than making them wait? So I would like some feedback.
Well, she may not know you have a simple order, but she could have just been like,
can I get something started for
you?
Can I
get something started for you? And then you say your order. She's like, oh, I can whip that up right away. Right. Or punch that in. Or say, or me, hey, sir, can I whip something up for you? And I just go, and I already know. It's a complicated order. You can come back.
I'll wait.
But you know what I mean? Because I know that. Right. I know that.
Just like it's human decency. If you have a car full of people or you know you have a large order, please don't clog up the drive-through line.
Oh, wow.
All right, there is something that I saw yesterday that I couldn't believe, but I'll make you wait a couple of minutes for that. Is that okay?
Yeah, I've waited with bated breath.
I want to give this dude a shout out. I did on Facebook, but we'll do it next on the air on Q105. Good morning. 5:50. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. We are getting, we have a new text service, excuse me, which doesn't affect you at all. You can text us anytime you want, 419-240-1055. By the way, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. just on our end, we see the text messages a little bit differently, and we're still getting used to where to go for them. So if we ignore you, we are ignoring you. We're just forgetting to go to the new platform.
No,
so,
I keep refreshing.
Good morning to the early texters. All right. I'm going to do one more thing before I give you what I can't believe I saw and why I want to do a shout out to this person. Okay? First, you just mentioned it.
So. She is gone, but
oh,
she...
That's not it. This is it.
This is what I just downloaded.
I don't know that you didn't just download porn.
Stop it.
It's audio porn. It's called Spirit. The LA premiere.
Dilly just judged him, like, I need the chorus.
For Lion King was last night. No?
It sounds like something from Selma. Like, it has that same vibe as Lift Every Voice and, I can't think of the other song, the Common Song. Okay, it's cool. Whatever. It's not Shadowland. If anyone knows me, they know that. They know that is one of my favorite Broadway songs, and it's from The Lion King. It better be in the movie.
I think we'll get more surprises. That was released last night because there was the LA premiere with The Lion King.
And I know how you feel. She looked stunning last night. Like, I was like, I had to give her a gay bitch. I was like, bitch, okay.
Wait, what did you say how I feel about her?
Because I know you don't care for her.
Oh, I don't. I think she's overrated as a singer.
And I heard.
But I think she's wonderful otherwise.
But like legit, I was.
Yeah, she was dripping in diamonds.
Okay. Beep. And I was and then she had a little daughter dressed like her too, with little diamond barrettes. I was like, double bitch.
Blue looked great.
I was okay. She's still a Jay-Z though.
Yeah, she might have outdone her mom. But no, they look great. Mm-hmm. There's I have some stuff from them in our entertainment news to get to in about an hour or so. And keep an eye on our Q105 Facebook page. All right, so I depart Fallen Timbers yesterday. And there, if you know that spot where the Barnes & Noble is, there's also, I think, a Subway and a Red Robin. And I thought there was a Chick-fil-A there.
I've not been in love with that forever.
I'm sorry.
Fallen Timbers. Sorry. Yeah. I know what you meant. Is there?
No, I don't think so. There was a dude, 20s, in a cow outfit. His name was Jacob.
Probably, you met him?
Probably still is. I was on the phone with Russ at the time, and I said, Russ, hold on. So I rolled down my window. I was like, did you get your free entree? Mm-hmm. He said, yes, I did. I said, what's your name? He said, Jacob. I said, you go. And
Jacob.
I should have, my brain was too active at the time. Like, if I wasn't on the phone, what I needed to do was get a picture with him.
Uh-huh.
Because you might not believe me, but if anybody knows Jacob, who was at Fallen Timbers yesterday, mid-morning, mm-hmm. he was in a cow costume. And I was processing all this because I saw him. I'm like, there's not a Chick-fil-A. I don't think there's Chick-fil-A there. I should have gotten more info, but I was just so excited to have seen someone who took advantage of free Chick-fil-A.
Where do you get a cow costume the middle of summer?
You have one. You're ready for days.
You
like
just
this.
Have to have one. So yesterday I went. So I told you off the air. My sister and I went shopping. So she was like, "Do you want to go get something to eat?" And I was like, "I'll just go to the drive-thru. I'm ready to go home." Every Chick-fil-A was busy. Which worked out in my favor because I got to choose any other restaurant that I wanted drive through, and I chose very good last night. So shout out to me for getting through this drive through really quickly.
Where did you go?
Sonic.
But you didn't get anything for free like some of those people might have.
Yeah, but I also have my dignity still, so we're good.
Those people have dignity and a free entree.
Okay.
I have more really good food story, a food story to come in our news segment. We'll get to that around 6:30 or so. But if anybody knows Jacob, there can't be too many Jacobs with a cow costume. Yeah, there's a couple of kind of celebrity deaths.
That one hit me.
Ross Perot died.
I know.
If you're in your 30s, you likely remember him as the third party candidate in the 1992 election, and I think he got
in six. He was in the other one too.
He
was in two of them.
He got votes in 92.
Okay.
I think it was either 20 million or 20%. He was like one of the first bit. Maybe one of the, he might have been the biggest third party candidate ever.
And if you're my age, you also know that Sherry O'Terry played him in SNL. They've always done like the presidential race mm-hmm. parodies, but her Ross Perot was like, it is genius.
Big ears, squeaky voice.
Talk like that, blah, 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 like really yeah. fast, yeah.
Obviously, or maybe not. That was the year that Bill Clinton defeated George Bush. George H.W. Bush, mm-hmm. who was running for re-election. And then I believe the celebrity deaths come in threes. Mm-hmm. And I was telling myself, well, of course they do. You know, old famous people are always dying. Why? Because they're old. Rip Torn died.
Mm-hmm.
Patches O'Houlihan.
I always thought he was younger because his name's Rip. It seems like one of those new age names. It's like when I read that this morning, I go, oh, he was that old?
He's been old forever.
I know. He's been old for a minute.
Good luck. Much like finding a young Morgan Freeman picture, good luck finding a young Rip Torn. Now, they exist. He was, I guess, in Larry Sanders, the mm-hmm. Gary Shandling show, but you may or may not remember from Dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a dodgeball. He died in that movie, too, when the thing fell on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Men in Black.
Yes.
He was...
His agent, something was it?
He was the head of Men in Black.
Yeah, yes, he was
right.
A bloated,
and he always looked that old.
But, yeah.
So somebody else is going to go down today. They die in threes.
Stop that!
Look, they're old. It's going to happen. 5:58 with the morning reboot. Are you ready to throw a rated game at me?
I am.
That will come your way in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
6:10, make that 6:11 on the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. The podcast is free to download. We'll have today's show up close to 10 o'clock. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the free podcast. Get subscribed, rate and review if you would. You can also search Eric Chase on Apple Podcasts and get it as well. It's song free and commercial free. Good morning. It's good to have you a part of the show. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
One and a half questions before we dive into Floyd's hosting of the rated game. Where is your very favorite pizza place to get pizza from here?
There's many a places. I love pizza. I can't pick one. I really can't. That's not a cop out. Cause I love pizza.
Okay.
Like, so I like pick something from each one.
You've never been to the Village Idiot, right?
I've never been there, but that's all people rant and rave about.
Yeah, people really do like their pizza there, and they do a lot of soccer stuff there. I saw on Instagram, and I'm looking at it again from over the weekend, there was a sign that they had out there. I'm going to just show you real fast. Mm-hmm. Picture out there.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Okay, on the ground.
Okay, yeah.
Free beer, topless bartenders, and false advertising.
That's funny.
Starting at 11 o'clock every day.
That's funny.
I'd like to know if that sign is actually there. Rated game. I am fully prepared for you to for whatever you throw at me. You Shane Bieber, you.
You Shane. Oh yes. Cows. Oh, I just spit on myself. Gross.
Cows?
Cows.
Properly rated.
Properly rated. Any reason? That's the one I just added because we were talking about Chick-fil-A cows. And I was like, cows.
They can't spell, but they're properly rated.
They cannot spell.
I think one day long before we're dead, we're not going to be eating animals anymore, but we'll eat stuff that tastes like animals mm-hmm. and very like Star Trek style. So properly rated.
All right. So this was weird because it did. Yeah. And it's named after a saint and everything. So yeah, the name Toledo.
Yeah, there's a Toledo, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Properly rated.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Me too. When I went down this rabbit hole of like last night, I was like, this is boring. That was lackluster.
When I was going to Haskins yesterday,
mm-hmm.
passed through Waterville.
Mm-mm.
Like that name. I guess it's properly rated, but it's overrated for the fact that they're like, hey, there's water. And
here's a ville.
Waterville.
Waterville. That's right. I always think about how some name like Shipshawana, Like, how they come up with all these names? That's just me.
It's usually with drugs or drinking.
Probably. We're going to name this place Shipshawana. The Lucas County Fair.
I'll
tell you why this is on the list.
I'll say it's underrated because we talked about this yesterday. There's a lot of places to do that kind of stuff all through the summer, but that's still there. So underrated.
So the other day, I was like looking on my phone and I just kept refreshing the Lucas County Fair page, hoping that something new would pop up because I was like, why did we not promote this? Why did I not know about this? Because I am a Lucas County Fair rights crusader. Just want to throw that out there. Running for office.
Way overrated.
I've seen a lot of signs. Like, we have a lot of elections in Toledo. Do you feel that?
No.
Is that not an only in Toledo thing?
No.
Okay, because that's not. Like every other weekend there's like an election, or every other month there's an election of some sort.
There's a thing called Connor Kelly.
Yes.
And I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's running for city council of District 5, which I don't know, and I don't know who my councilman is Nick Comives. But for where I live, I don't know who that is. But Connor is like 23 years old.
He's the man who knows what he wants. Also, there's a man named Gabriel running for council too, I believe. And I see his signs all around our neighborhood, my neighborhood. I'm like, who are these people?
Do they look kind of religious?
Yes, with the little wings.
I see them. And
I don't know if he's running for councilman. I apologize if you're not, but he's running for something.
He looks like he's running for something that's more religious than an office.
That's how you get the people. That's how you get the people. Movie ratings.
Underrated. Let me explain.
Okay.
You need to find your clique of people whose opinions you align with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you enjoy the same things. But if you're going to, I'm going to the New York Times movie. If the New York Times says The Lion King sucks, it's just a random review.
Right.
So find people whose opinions you align with. That's why I say, if you like what I like, you'll like this show or this movie.
All right.
But everybody likes to go, Rotten Tomatoes sucks, or it's great.
I hate when people do that to me. Like, admit the last time they said that to me, they were right. But I'm just saying, Phoenix. But I hate when people, because I like to make up my own mind. Be like, oh, you know what? I can't align with the stars of the Rotten Tomatoes. Yes, that movie was awful. Or I didn't not find it that bad. Because everyone has their own specific taste.
Right. And when you find someone whose taste you agree with, bam. Like when I find a new movie that I want to dig up and it's not, like when I was going on down this Robert Pattinson path.
Mm-hmm.
Before I'd watch it, or as I was getting ready to watch it, I would just Google it, like High Life review, and obviously Rotten Tomatoes shows up and something else, and like I put it together in my brain, like if Rotten Tomatoes is 76, I'm like, okay, that's all right. If it's high, I want to know why. If it's low, I want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right,
underrated.
Here we go. Assigned seating at the movies.
Overrated.
Especially you don't even have to explain.
Especially when I go.
When you're the only one in the theater.
When I was there last Tuesday to go see Spider-Man, some people broke my rule, and for the 11:40 show, they were there at 11:47, and the previews had started, and a couple of dudes were approaching my area, and I heard them say, "It doesn't matter," and it really didn't because there's 30 people in the theater. Right. So
okay.
Is that it?
No, I went down the whole list. Detours.
Underrated. Follow them.
See, I get what you mean by follow them, but I'm also one of those people like, I know there's a quicker way than this damn detour.
Not always.
Yeah.
And
I found that out the hard way when I had to go by the mall yesterday.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm just going to hop on the highway and get on Talmadge. And I got on Talmadge and said, should just follow the damn detour, Floyd. I was like,
it's not there to trick you.
No, I know, but I was sitting at that light for like 5 minutes.
Which one?
Right by the big boy on Secor. Is that Secor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like.
To go left?
Well, I was going towards the mall, but I was like, well, let me just get on 75.
475.
475. I'll just cut through and go to Talmadge.
Right.
Got to Talmadge. I was like, guess what? Now you're stuck 5 more miles up north. I'm just like, oh, great.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of at either of those lights.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. A new home for the dogs that we care about, and a lot of good the Marathon Classic is doing for our area is next in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
So many papers. Good thing we don't live in a Swan Creek township. Lots of things went through this lady's house. Kathy Heisinger says she's blessed by the fact that she and her family weren't around when a semi crashed into her rental home. I'm so grateful that we were not here. Troopers say an SUV driven by Kenneth Russell was heading westbound yesterday afternoon on Airport between County Roads 3 and 4 in Swan Creek when it went left of center into the direction of the semi. The trucker, Richard Armbuster, was hauling 80,000 pounds of rolled steel, and he swerved off the road, clipped Russell's vehicle, and then slid into Heisinger's home. That's Final Destination stuff.
Is that not? Oh my goodness.
Those two guys were taken to minor hospitals with nearby injuries. Airport was closed for hours. With minor injuries, I'm sorry. And troopers say no citations as of last night were issued, and alcohol is not a factor in the crash.
How do you get that? How do you make that call? Like, how do you, not receiving the call, but the one to be like, hey, you're going to have to call this person at this rental home to let them know that there's a semi in her living room.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make that? Like, hi.
I like this quote from one of the highway patrolmen, Evan Slate. He threaded a telephone pole and a tree. I mean, he did some good driving, but he still struck a house.
Right.
Sorry if I put the wrong inflection in that. Lucas County commissioners took another step towards finding a new shelter for our friends at Lucas County Canine Care and Control. They approved a contract yesterday with a Columbus-based firm to provide services to get a new facility. Officials for years have been discussing how to replace the rundown facility on 410 South Erie Street. Commissioners are also in the middle of a search for a new shelter director after the ouster of Richard Stewart, whose last day was on June 4th. Golfers competing in the Marathon Classic are donating items to that facility. LPGA golfer Cindy LaCrosse and other participants will contribute pet food, blankets, toys, and other items. LaCrosse often visits local humane societies and shelters to contribute when on tour. I think I've heard of this happening here and there every year. I think there's always one golfer on tour that donates to our local animal shelters. Nice. Also, the marathon raises about $50,000 annually for our Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, I didn't know that's who that benefited. Yay. Yep.
Let's see. All right, so we talked about this off the air yesterday, and I know some other people have brought it up. It's been a big news story. An 18-month-old Indiana girl who fell to her death from the 11th story of a cruise ship in Puerto Rico plunged from a window inexplicably left open in a children's play area, according to the family's attorney. Police in Puerto Rico had said Monday that Chloe Wiegand apparently slipped from her grandfather's hand Sunday as he was holding her out of the window. But Michael Winkleman, a Miami attorney who's representing the girl's family, said the story is not as it had originally been portrayed in the media. The grandfather didn't drop the child. It fell out due to an open glass pane that should have been closed. Winkleman said Chloe, whose father is a South Bend, Indiana police officer, was playing with her grandfather in the kids' water zone on the ship as it was docked when she asked him to lift her to a wall of windows lining the play area. Chloe wanted to bang on the glass like she always did at her brother's hockey games. Her grandfather thought there was a glass just like everywhere else, but there was not, and she was gone in an instant. So there's that story. Did you happen to see the video, and it's been circulated a lot on Twitter, the video of the guy spitting into an Arizona ice...
Listen. That is disgusting. No one should have spit that thick, period, let alone putting it in like...
So you saw it.
Hope they find him. Please tell me there's a good news at the end of the story.
Well, this is what I... Somebody doxed his Instagram, and I went to his Instagram, and he says that video is from November, that it was for a promo video for wrestling that he does. And the video that went around on Twitter was taken out of context. I don't disbelieve him.
So you still... I'm going to go with what I saw.
So the other part of it is he paid for that, and it was part of the video.
So he went back and got it?
Well, no. Like, I encourage people... Like, he paid for it and said, hey, we're doing this video, blah, blah, blah.
But it's still not sitting on the shelf. Like, after they stopped recording, they grabbed it.
Yeah.
That makes my heart kind of better. However, not cool. Nope.
It
Wait, don't the Arizona tea comes with the seal anyway?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Stop licking stuff that you're not going to pay for, Americans.
I don't know if it's happening at our Burger King, but at participating Burger King, or our Burger King location. Do we have tacos?
I believe so.
Tacos have arrived at Burger King. The $1 crispy taco is made up of a hard shell, hard tortilla shell, which you know I don't like, seasoned ground beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, and a special taco sauce. They've had success in their West Coast restaurants, so they went in to bring it everywhere. Good thing you don't live in Hawaii or Alaska because it's a dollar higher, so it's the $2 crispy taco. This kind of is like where Taco Bell's doing nacho fries, mm-hmm. IHOP's doing the pancake burger.
And KFC has the Cheeto sandwich, yeah. Which I almost bought the other day.
So you'll check today to see if our Burger Kings have the taco?
Oh, no, someone posted on Facebook yesterday. They said they didn't like it. And I was like,
it's a taco.
From Burger King. They're not called Taco King.
Hmm. American
said, don't waste your dollar on the taco at Burger King. Tastes like, not going to say the rest of the word.
Okay. The American League won the All-Star game last night 4-3 over the National League with no clear MVP. The hometown favorite, Shane Bieber, a right-handed starter for the Cleveland Indians, won those MVP honors after striking out the side in the fifth inning at Progressive Field with much of the crowd chanting his name. 24-year-old Bieber was a walk-on at UC Santa Barbara. Struck out three National League All-Stars. He's the third player in All-Star Game history to win the MVP in his home ballpark, joining Pedro Martinez and Sandy Alomar Jr., also the Indians, in 1997. Your boy Bieber.
Bieber.
6:37 with the Morning Reboot. If you didn't hear it, we'll give you a little bit more of Beyonce's new song from The Lion King, Spirit. And Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston have teamed up again, but people are upset. We'll get to that before 7 o'clock.
Q105 Traffic.
Hi there. Good morning. 6:51, the Morning Reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Hit our Facebook page so we can see what your answer is for our 7:30 topic. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Had an eye up on the TV with Channel 11. And I'd like to... Yes, they are recreating the Pearl Harbor attack with Japanese bombers. And I would like to know why at the air show this week.
That's... And I...
Cool airplanes.
I was talking about with a friend of mine, and I screenshot what you put it, and I said that's like when I'm the age of a World War II vet, like 30, 40 years from now, they're like, let's recreate 9/11. Like, that's not a cause for celebration,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people died.
If you want, if you want to like investigate or show off why these planes are so technologically advanced for the time in like a museum fashion, fine. But recreating it,
it's bizarre. It's definitely it's a eyebrow raiser and a head scratcher.
I'm not trying to start trouble. I would genuinely like an answer too. Last night was the LA premiere for The Lion King. So stars and stars and stars showed up, and Beyonce released a new song to go with it. It's called Spirit. Whoa, Spirit.
I'm into it. But
oh, you like it? No,
it has to grow on me. I'm like that with music. I will play that
right
at work today and start lifting up every child like they're Simba.
Yes,
like, Mr. Floyd, what are you doing? Like,
so the soundtrack,
you are Simba now.
Is produced by Beyonce, and she will be curating it as well. Will be released the same day the movie hits theaters later this month.
Wait a minute. So we're not getting a soundtrack before the song?
Likely
I mean, before
not.
The movie?
Likely not. Sorry,
girl. I need to sing along.
We've been talking about Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston. They've been playing around on social media, maybe teasing a Breaking Bad movie finally.
Mm-hmm.
People are pissed.
Uh-oh.
And I agree with them. Like, I'm not somebody that trolls real hard or loses my brain on social media, but I think their fans have a right to be because they kind of got strung along. We know about their social media teases. On Tuesday, the duo revealed they're getting into the booze business together. Nothing to do with Breaking Bad.
So they're not making a movie?
Nope. But this is for their new partnership. 3 years ago, we sat at a sushi bar in New York. This is Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul talking about life and what we could possibly do down the road together. We had the time of our lives shooting Breaking Bad and truly built a very special bond. Knowing that we couldn't share the screen for quite a while, Our thoughts turn to a new project. Aaron first floated the idea of starting a mezcal brand. Should I know what that is?
No, I don't know what
that is. After that dinner, we couldn't get the idea out of our heads, so we traveled to Osaka to see if we could find it. We mean it, it had to be it. Something so damn good, people don't even think like mezcal will love it, they wrote. It had to be perfect or we weren't going to do it. And their mezcal is called Dos Hombres. And again, people are ticked off. One person tweeted, biggest letdown in history. I'm so disappointed. I can't even.
You can't even wait till that comes out so you can buy it. Calm down.
No, that it wasn't about a movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can't even, but he can't even wait to buy that. He's still going to buy it. That show has such a cult following.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That you can be, they're going to be mad for a week, and then they'll release it, and then they'll stock up on it and be like, ooh, this is nasty. But I love the TV show. Old Man Anderson. Bah!
They really did pull kind of a bait and switch. They let people believe too much.
They did.
All right, so this is, I think, huge news. Warner Media has finally named its upcoming streaming service. It will be called Warner, because Warner Media is a terrible name, right?
I'm ready.
All right, well, this is the big play here is that it's getting Friends, because Friends will be leaving Netflix. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
2020.
So Warner Media doesn't have a sexy name. You need to have a brand to draw people. It will be called HBO Max. So it aligns itself with a familiar name that has credibility. The service will launch next spring. It is expected to launch with a beta version by the end of this year. It was expected that Warner Media, which licensed Warner Brothers TV produced Friends to Netflix for one more year with a hefty price tag, would eventually pull the popular sitcom. And it will. Last month, NBC Universal announced it would remove The Office from Netflix beginning in 2 years for its own service. Warner Media wasn't going to be a big draw, but since it's got HBO tagged onto it, it should help that cause.
When I hear like Max, I feel like it should be more content than HBO Go.
All right. I'll keep going, and this is why. Okay. This is why this is a massive story. I think HBO Max, which still doesn't have a price tag, though the inclusion of HBO could make it $16-$17 a month, which is fine because when I get HBO now, it's $14 or $15 a month. It'll feature programming centered around HBO, Warner Brothers, New Line, DC Entertainment, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, the CW, and many, many more. These include rights to sitcoms like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which had not been previously available on any streaming service, as well as Freeform's Pretty Little Liars. HBO Max will become the streaming home for all CW shows. And up till now, so far as I know, the CW app has been totally free, and you don't need a network login either. That includes Batwoman and Katie Keene, which make their debuts next year. HBO Max will also have original content from Greg Berlanti, who does all the superhero and CW shows, and two romantic comedies from Reese Witherspoon. It's a huge deal.
So it's like a gumbo Megatron Megazord hybrid of... Like, I think if we're talking about all the streaming services, obviously I think everyone, it's a prerequisite as someone who lives on this earth, you have to have the Disney Plus. But like, I feel like if I were to buy into another one because I pay for Hulu now, I would be interested in that one because you hooked me with all this nostalgia stuff like Fresh Prince and like all this. I don't know. And I like some of the CW shows.
Yeah. So
it's like Jane the Virgin, Supergirl. Yeah.
And it sucks if they're going to take it off their free app.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What were you saying about everybody to be a human?
Oh, I said, I feel like everyone, it's like a prerequisite to be a human on the earth to set aside that money for Disney Plus. Like,
oh yes.
I feel like everyone's going to have that no matter what.
I so thought you were going to say Netflix. So we'll put those two there.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney Plus, I think, is $10 a month?
Starting off, yes.
So 10, 15 for Netflix. I have Prime, which is about 12.
Me too.
People have Hulu. I mean, those, like Netflix, Hulu, Prime, or Netflix, Hulu, Prime, you're going to get Disney. Some people might pay for the ESPN one. Now you're going to have this. So, like, do like $15 times all. Ugh, God.
Remember when my mom, I remember when parents sit at the table like, this damn cable bill is so high. Now look at us.
This
we're still high. We're still paying out the wazoo, but now separately.
I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard. I don't want to push myself over. But I knew this was going to happen because when we first heard the phrase cord cutters like mm-hmm. 5-7 years ago, I'm like, you're going to. Like, what's going to happen is we're going to have to pay in another way. Either the internet bill will go up, which it has because we're streaming so much.
Right.
And now we're just going to have to piecemeal all this together.
Do you feel that people are going to go back to cable because they're just tired of so many different segments of stuff coming out of their debit card? Or, hey, you didn't pay this, so this is deactivated until you make your payment.
No. Here's what I think might happen. We're never going back to the bundle of cable.
Oh, for sure. But I'm thinking, do you think...
Maybe there will... See, we don't pay these... I mean, we don't have to pay these tangibly because they just get deducted from our debit cards. Mm-hmm. So maybe what there will be is some kind of service that if you sign up for it, it will say... Like, let's say to pay for 5 streaming services, mm-hmm. it costs you $75.
Right.
Let's say there's a service that will find a way to bundle them, and if you sign up for that, it'll be $65 for that. So you'll save a couple of dollars by paying through that.
But is that, but I don't know how that would... Isn't that essentially still like cable, though?
Yes.
Okay, so that's I just went cross-eyed. I'm like, oh, this is so much stuff.
I do think in some way, shape, or form, but maybe it won't, because again, we don't tangibly pay these. We're not writing out 5 separate checks
right.
or punching in 5 different pay nows because they just auto-deduct. So maybe we won't notice, and maybe there won't be a need to aggregate this all together. But this was inevitable, and it will likely, arguably, be more expensive than the bills we used to complain about.
So pick up some more shifts at work, y'all.
or cut the stuff.
I mean, some of the stuff, like you have said, I know we have to wrap up, but like, there's some stuff that you've... of these streamers that I really don't care for. Like, I feel like some people have Netflix. I don't personally have a Netflix account. We'll put it that way. But, like, I love my Hulu. But, like, if they start taking stuff from Hulu, I'm going to be poop out of luck. Because my stuff is on there that I watch. Because I don't really watch live TV.
And mine's, like, I have your Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I don't ever use it.
Mom and nephew do it. I don't.
I'm priming Netflix... with the majority of my watching,
uh-huh.
but I buy stuff. I buy like streaming on demand to rent movies, but I have my dad's Comcast login. So I have all the network apps right. on my iPad, and like you're watching Next Day TV
mm-hmm.
through Hulu. Yeah. I watch it through the apps. Thanks, Dad. I have your login. So yeah. 701 with the Morning Reboot. Wood County Humane Society. Can we get you involved with them next? 712 on the Morning Reboot on Q105. Good morning, it's Eric and Floyd. Please to be ready for our 7:30 segment and the songs that would save your life. Hit our Q105 Facebook page, and until I track him down, shout out to Jacob, who wore a cow outfit to get free Chick-fil-A yesterday, and I saw him at Fallen Timbers.
Meow.
I wonder if
I've been waiting all day to do that.
You went to Sonic last night.
I went to Sonic last night.
And you should have tried to go to Chick-fil-A and be like, look.
I was not waiting in that line.
They move fast. Mm-mm. You could have been like, look, I don't have a cow outfit, but I can make this sound. It would work. Please let me introduce my friend who I have not seen. Andre, you know when we last saw each other?
No.
2 years ago.
Was that long ago?
It was 2 years. If you need to pull the microphone closer, you can. Yeah, I saw Andre. You stopped. I was walking down some street downtown. And it was the day that I had gotten fired.
Ooh.
And you were driving down. I was walking to meet a friend. And you're like, hey.
He was walking his dog. I was like, hey, I know that guy.
Andrea from the Wood County Humane Society. Our first interaction with you here on the air for that. I did your it's the reverse raffle a couple of years ago.
Correct.
With Jerry Anderson.
Yes.
That was one of the most dangerous experiences of my life. That's an annual event, right?
It's yes, forming into an annual event. Again, we're going to have that this November. It's it's really shaping up to something. We're very excited about that coming up. It'll be one of our last ones of the season, so kind of round out the season with a good fundraiser.
Is that the event that I committed to?
It is.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, when Andrea had me do this and host it, I didn't get what I expected, and you weren't there.
I wasn't. I'm sorry.
And you weren't there.
I'm such a great friend. Yeah.
So Jerry Anderson, who is like a trained auctioneer, did the auction.
Is he really?
Yes. He's like that.
Shut your mouth.
Tony over there.
Oh, okay,
over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like Jerry's a great event host, but he is an auctioneer. So he did that, and he's like, here you go, buddy, reverse raffle. And gave him the microphone and hauled ass out of there. Mm. And it was a $5,000 reverse raffle?
Yep.
So, big money on the line.
Now listen, I had my first reverse raffle when I started here. No idea what it was. And Larry Peapod was like, this is how it goes. Start spinning that thing. And I go, huh? It gets competitive.
It does.
Yeah. It gets really competitive.
$5,000. And then I think we might have miscounted.
Oh, no.
And some people were getting angry. Mm-hmm. I got really close with the people from Karnick.
Okay, yeah.
They were good people. So, yeah. But that's the big event coming up in November. Am I doing that reverse raffle again?
You are.
Oh, God. You're totally coming with me.
I got to go?
Yes.
I'll go.
I want protection.
As long as I have, like, no hand in it, it's like watching the mob from a distance. Like, we all know something's going to go down, but I don't want to be a part of it. Yeah, but just be like, I saw it when it happened.
Andrea, how much is that? Is it another $5,000?
I'm not sure yet. We're still kind of ironing out details for all of that particular fundraiser, so we'll have more to come on that one.
Okay, so Wood County Humane Society, there is an event coming up in 10 days, correct?
Correct.
July 20th, what's that one?
So we started a brand new type of fundraiser this year it's a concert series at Howard's in Bowling Green. Mm. Steve over there at Howard's has been wonderful to us.
I know Howard's, I think. It's on Wooster, right?
Main Street.
Yeah.
It's on the corner. Right on the main drag.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very, very nice venue. Like, yeah. Very, like, give you, like, that London pub concert hall.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool.
Really cool interior.
Yeah.
Decorated very nicely. All kinds of stickers and graffiti all over the place. So this particular group, I believe we have six musicians and bands playing, everybody from Vengeance to Nate Maynard, Sleep Safe, so great variety, and then we'll have two more shows in this concert series, one in September and another one in November. Nice. So it's been a really cool fundraiser. Lots of people are on board with this one.
So this one for July 20th, is there an admission fee or anything like that?
There is. $5 cover at the door. We'll be having 50-50 raffle, and there'll be a showcase of all of our adoptable animals up all over the venues, TVs and projectors, so you can see who's available.
What's an adoption like? Because I don't know much about Wood County. I'm always doing with the Toledo Humane Society and our friends from Lucas County.
Sure.
What goes on with you guys?
Well, so we just recently we brought in a group of puppies from kind of a hoarding situation. Most of them have been adopted. They go pretty quick if they're
puppies, right?
Mm-hmm. but we have this time of the season we have a lot of cats. It's breeding season for the cats. All of the feral cats that are out there. Who aren't yet spayed or neutered. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of cats available. A couple of them are long stays. Our adoption process is very easy. You can come in, check out, inquire. We have a visiting room. You can visit with the animal for however long you'd like. And then you fill out an application. If you think that you need some help pairing up with an animal that would be suitable for your lifestyle or your environment, we can also help with that. And you can take them home that day. So we usually have adoption specials, fees off of adoption, we always have something going on, a fee, a raffle, so always something.
What's take the fur baby home.
That's right. Yeah. Or two.
Yeah.
Andrea from the Wood County Humane Society. I never thought about that. Could you adopt multiple animals?
You can.
Good to know. what's the usual adoption fee?
Typically the kitties, the kittens and the puppies are a little bit more usually just because they have more vet care off the bat. Mm-hmm. As a young one. So typically those run about 50 to 100 depending on, what types of specials we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
The older cats and dogs, cats can go up to about 30 or less.
Okay.
Dogs are about 50 or less. Usually it's less than that just because we always have some type of adoption special going on. So very affordable.
I was holding my breath like, and then she was like, 30 to 50. I was like, oh, I could do that.
Floyd's been looking for a 40 pound dog. Right? Right?
I do. I know.
We have some.
Stop that.
Andre, you can go on her website.
I'm trusting in your eyes right now. Stop it.
I was just going to say, as we get close to wrapping up here, what's the website where people can browse some of the animals?
Yep. WCHumane.org. And there's a tab up at the top that says adopt, and click right on that. You can search for dogs, cats, and you should be able to find what you're looking for.
Where are you guys located at?
We are at 801 Van Camp in Bowling Green, kind of off the beaten path on the main drag there in Bowling Green. But
do you guys, does Wood County Humane Society, do you mostly serve like some of the outlying rural areas? Like,
yes.
Who does, so you kind of leave Perrysburg to Toledo?
No. How does it, no. Perrysburg is in our county.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But so we have like Lucky.
Haskins.
Yeah.
Haskins.
I was in Haskins yesterday.
Yes, all of those, Pemberville, you know, all of the kind of outlying farm areas. Bowling Green and Perrysburg are more of the city type areas that we have in our particular county. But
so July 20th is the first in the concert series at Howard. It's $5 for admission. You said we'll wrap up. There's a comedy show coming up?
There is a comedy show coming up. That one's August 24th. Same location at Howard's. We have some really great couple of female comedians coming in who are well known to a couple of our board members and do a great job. So again, a new fundraiser for us. We're trying some new things this year. And we're really looking forward to that one. Good. It should be a good time.
Sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
which means I'll make you come back. I hadn't heard from you in so long, and then you just messaged me. I'm like, and then you just asked to visit the show. What made you think to come visit?
Well, I just, like you said, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I know you did a great job for us the last time you did our reverse raffle.
When you left me there.
I did. See, and you did great.
All mother birds push their young out the nest.
Yeah, I know.
You are fine.
Well, it's good to catch up with you. Yeah, we're always happy to help out animals and people who help animals in our community. So we got July 20th, August 24th, and then you'll prep me for November when we get close.
Yes, we will keep you informed.
Awesome. Andrea from the Wood County Humane Society, 721. Hit our Q105 Facebook page so you can be a part of our next segment. 7:33 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Our number to be a part of the show, whether it's via text or if you want to call in for this segment, 419-240-1055. We had it in news earlier about an hour or so ago, and it's stuff like this you can go back and listen to on the podcast. But there's some new details with this toddler cruise ship death. The family lawyer spoke out and said that it was an open window that the grandfather thought had a pane in it, and that's how the little girl fell out.
Okay, so I'm not dispelling that cause, but can't you feel the wind blow? Or like,
I don't know.
Like, I know that's a, like, I know there's a, I don't, I just, just, I think in such tragic things like this, we just try to find the blame. We're just trying to find closure quickly. I just don't believe that. And so accidents are just accidents. So, you know what I mean? There doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason. I feel like with them saying there should have been a window pane there, they're trying to put the blame on the cruise ship. But sometimes an accident is just what it is. A freak accident. Like, I hate to say it because it's about a child, but it's an accident.
You don't even... Hello? Good, they're gone. Yeah, well, don't call you. You don't know what we're going to talk about. But also, shout out to my friend Monica. Hi to my friend Monica, who hopefully I'll see today over at Franklin Park Mall. She beat thyroid and Graves' disease, and she's no longer radioactive. So
that's good.
I know this is gonna be a shot. I'm gonna go in for a hug today.
You should have hugged her when she was radioactive. You got your superpowers finally.
I think it was a bad kind of radioactive.
Okay, never mind then.
Or it could have. Yeah, never mind. 419-240-1055. You can call now.
How did Camille's thing go?
That's today.
Oh, okay.
Also, one final thing before we dive into this topic that is already posted on our Q105 Facebook page. My friend Camille, who always announces me when I go into the Starbucks, at Spring Meadows on Airport, and it doesn't embarrass me, it just annoys me, so she just does it. She's like, hey, everybody, it's local celebrity Eric Chase. Stop. No. So she's going for a manager position there. So if you happen to go into that Starbucks today, ask for Camille and loudly wish her luck in her manager quest. Now,
yes,
let's say that your life was in danger. There was someone holding an object that could end your life with a simple breath. And to save your life, you needed to recite the words or the lyrics of a song, and only one song. And it can't be the alphabet or the birthday song.
Yeah, people.
Like a pop song, like a hit song on the radio. 419-240-1055. Only one song. If you have a couple, good for you. And this isn't karaoke. You need to know the lyrics of the song. You don't get them on a screen. You can have the instrumental. 419-240-1055.
Oh, they have to sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, ma'am.
What did you think it was going to be?
No. Because when you gave me this assignment, I was up to like wee hours of the morning. 11:30 p.m. But like I was going through like my Rolodex of songs that I know, because I am a drag queen. I know a lot of words. But I'm like, what is that one song? Like if someone had a machete to my throat, like what is like one trip up and it's just whoosh. So I was like, what is mine is Lucky by Britney Spears. Don't do this to me right now.
Do I have that?
You know what's going to happen. Now I'm freaking out because right. I'm about to die.
Let's see.
Am I singing with her or is it instrumental? Good story about... I'm not doing the talking part. Ready? Early morning, she wakes up with a knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. A perfect smile. It's you they are waiting for. Goat all noise.
Right. You are
that
you.
That girl. Isn't she lovely? This Hollywood girl. Sorry, I'm alive.
And they say she's so lucky.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
So you've saved your life. 419-240-1055. The song that you could sing to save your life. Susan, I hate you. Dennis, I hate you.
But no, there was a good one on there because I was like, I don't... DMX, Party Up. It's one of those songs you think you know the words, but then it plays and you're like,
Because...
One, two, meet me outside. Because that's what everyone leads up to. Like, can I get to the breakdown before you kill me? Like, no one actually knows...
I think everybody knows that.
Y'all gonna make me lose my... But there's actually...
There are lyrics in between
the
chorus.
Yeah.
Ice Ice Baby from Megan. Good one.
That's a good one.
I challenge Aaron to do Eminem Rap God.
Rap God. Oh, no way! My goodness.
What's Tequila? Is that the old 80s song? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Those are the only words. Who posted that? Vicky.
Jake did Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty.
Okay.
419-240-1055. The song that you could do all the lyrics for.
You don't have to sing. What would be yours?
A couple of years ago when I threw this topic out there, I thought it would be Fresh Prince.
The theme song?
Yeah.
Or the album version?
The theme song.
The album version has like 18 other 18 other choruses and verses. I'm like... Oh, I was not mentally prepared for this.
Yeah, the TV version. And then the two that I always sing when I'm driving that I know the lyrics. Look, I would die.
Faith in yourself?
No. I would jab the knife into my femoral artery. I'd be like, Mr. Mobster guy, let me just take care of myself. But there's two that I would get close to. Like if this were like horseshoes, there's two that I would get. Nothing but a G thing.
Okay. Okay.
And this. And it's not called Regulators.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good.
This is the ultimate meme. Like when you're a 12-year-old white kid talking about having a gat.
With your foot on the light pole.
Right. Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren.
Oh, Nate Dogg. I'm
trying to think of my other one, like a new age song that I would be, not new age, like, see, I'm so stuck in my like 2000s, my synthetic white pop singer girls, because that was my favorite era, besides like TLC, like anything TLC I'll sing. Like I could get away with. That's my favorite band.
Text in which song would save your life. 419-240-1055.
We got some texts. Yay, friends. We got 1985 by Bowling for Soup.
Oh God, you have terrible taste in music.
Oh, stop, don't judge.
Bowling for Soup is awful.
I
mean,
I just sang Britney Spears at like 7:30 in the morning. You know what? I am here for your Bowling for Soup. I don't know that song, but
it's awful.
What was another one? Don't You Forget About Me?
Simple Minds?
No, they're who remade it? That the Bowling for Soup made me think about it. Oh, I can't think of it. It was one of those bands that sound like they're whining. Don't you forget? It'll come to me.
Sum 41?
No, it'll come to me. You know it's you're gonna leave. We're gonna go off and move from this segment. It's gonna hit me.
What's up to Jacob, who wore a cow costume yesterday to get some free Chick-fil-A?
That's so good. I'm sorry.
We know why that Disney star, what he passed away from. We'll get to that. And God, there's so much. It's Bachelorette this year, right?
Mm-hmm,
there's
mm-hmm.
so much drama. And you can help us with that before 8 o'clock. 7:55 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. We're running a bit late, and I totally wanted to take a moment or two to complain about... I saw that the city paper is reviewing some of the winners for Best of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're getting close to Best of this year in voting. And I saw an article about Peter... I always forget his... I can't pronounce his
Ivagi?
Last...
Ivagi?
Yeah.
Ivagi.
Somebody wrote...
Ivagi. Sorry, I apologize.
Call a hatchet job about him. And I wanted to call it out.
Huh?
I didn't like the article that was written about the council.
Oh, okay.
It basically called him out and said he's retiring without saying, like, if he's done a poor job or anything.
Or, okay. His legacy. Ish.
It's not. I didn't like. The writer's name is Johnny Hildo. So I don't want to go any further with that, but it did irritate me. There is a lot of drama with The Bachelorette this season. Have you followed this?
No, but Twitter has and has. I know of it. I don't know about it.
So
that's the best way to put it.
Jed has come under fire for allegedly having a girlfriend when he's been on the show. He said, and I think this is either on Instagram or Twitter. Hi, y'all. Several of you have reached out with messages and questions. So I'm assuming thousands of people have. Please know I'm not able to answer right now, but as soon as I will, I'll be able to. Until then, I ask that you please understand how much the actions being taken toward myself, my family, the man on the show, and above all, Hannah, are affecting all of our mental and physical health. It goes beyond what is said online. Threatening letters and phone calls have been sent to our homes. My parents and sister are being verbally attacked in public. He asks his followers to have empathy before concluding. I beg you to remember what seems like a harmless action is damaging to real people. I want to thank all of you who have reached out or reserved judgment.
Hmm.
He came under fire last month when his ex-girlfriend, Haley Stevens, told the press that he ghosted her and only appeared on The Bachelorette to further his music career. He didn't mention Stevens or her allegations in his missive.
Interesting.
So much drama.
So what we have is windmills and wannabe pop stars. Okay.
Yeah, sex and windmills.
Okay.
Jay-Z was like a legendary, like part of... His legend was that he was a hard drug dealer before he got into hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
We know this, right?
Yes.
Now he's legally getting into drugs.
Ooh, with the... Was it marijuana?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, why am I drugging Blake right now?
Infamously started out dealing crack and drugs in Brooklyn's notorious Marcy Projects before becoming a successful rapper and entrepreneur. He has entered a long-term partnership with Caliva, one of the largest vertically integrated cannabis companies in California. According to the press release, the mogul, who's also known as, his real name is Sean Carter, spent a significant amount of time surveying the market for a like-minded collaborator in the cannabis space before choosing Caliva as a prime partner. He will be the chief brand strategist, where he will play a crucial role driving creative direction, outreach efforts, and strategy for the brand. So he's come a long way from dealing crack.
I'm just saying, like, say what you want about the Carter's Knowles clan. They are not stupid. They are
Very, very smart business people, but I can't wait for, like, take your daughter to work day.
It'll be all right.
It's like, this is where daddy makes the pot. Really, daddy? What's pot?
It's going to be no different.
I just think about those things. Like, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, do you, boo?
Blue is going to grow up in a world where weed will be legal, just like we grew up in a world where cigarettes and alcohol are legal.
My net worth is 12 cents. Hers is like $12 billion. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm she good. She good.
Her urine is worth more than you.
Exactly.
Cameron Boyce, his loved ones have now shed new light on the medical condition he was dealing with. I always wonder why, when it's something like this, they aren't more forthcoming with it.
Mm-hmm.
His tragic passing was due to a seizure as a result of an ongoing medical condition, and that condition was epilepsy.
I don't know why they were secretive about it, because people have epilepsy, you know what I mean?
It's not one of the things that is stigmatized, like
right.
mental health, or perhaps like an STD, like AIDS or something.
Maybe he was born, yeah, like, or like even cancer sometimes, people are just like, they passed away from complications of something, but it's kind of strange, because like thinking that he was a Disney star, he could have been an advocate for epilepsy, or you know what I mean? Because Nick Jonas is a diabetic. And he's been an advocate for type 1 diabetes and juvenile diabetes since even probably before Jonas Brothers released a single back in the day. It's just kind of weird that maybe I hope they don't find it shameful, because maybe it's something that just happened that they couldn't, maybe something blew. I don't know how that works. So excuse my verbiage if you have epilepsy, but like maybe I don't want to offend anyone, but like maybe it's something that came on later in life than when something they dealt with before as a child or as a young adult. But I don't know. It's just a hard situation altogether.
Now I know. Last thing to get to here in entertainment. The last golden buzzer was given out, I guess, last night on America's Got Talent.
I'm so
Juliana Huff. His name is Luke Islam, and he is an aspiring Broadway singer.
She is gone, but she used to be mine. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite in a day or two for that girl that I knew can be scared.
He's really good.
He's a little nugget too.
Yeah,
I had to look him up.
He's gonna give that Detroit choir a run for their money.
That was good.
Yeah, Luke Islam is his name. I believe he's 12, and he's an aspiring Broadway singer. And his parents are there, and Terry Crews hugged him, and there was glitter. And
legit, say no more, sir. Like, you opened your mouth when this is wrapping up. There is gonna be someone in New York looking at you like, hey, we need to build a show around this kid. We need to tap into him right now.
It's the Morning Reboot, Q105 at 8:01. Panel full of ladies with prizes on the way. There is an extremely popular new book that maybe you've read, maybe you've heard about it. I want to ask you this question about men next.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by
8:13. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot, Q105. Nary a call for our panel full of ladies. If you do want to call right now, I would be happy to ask you. This is the one question I wanted to get into.
Mm-mm.
There is a new book. There's one book that a lot of women have read over the last year or so. What is it? And
is this the lady with the? I know who you're talking about.
She's in the jeans in the front cover.
Yeah, and she's like dreads.
I
can't think of her name either.
But there's another book, and I believe this woman has written other popular books before.
Keep going. It's going to come to me. Something about...
The title is called, What Do We Need Men For? And I wanted to ask that question.
Oh.
A quick meme, if I could share this.
Yes.
Imagine knowing a guy that can solve all your financial problems without asking for sex. His name is Employment.
Horrible. You're thinking of Rachel Hollis, Girl Wash Your Face.
Yes!
I was like, I know what it is. I can't think of the name of the book.
Yes! That was it.
Yep.
419-240-1055. In fact, don't call right now, because I want to get back to that article that I came across in the Toledo City paper. Did you know that Eric Chase won the top podcast last year for Toledo City paper? You were on it.
I did. I mean, break me off a piece of that
certificate.
This year we got to step up to best show and podcast.
Yeah, and I want to be nominated for something too. I don't know what it could be for.
But. Best drag queen, best entertainer.
No, but there's like many. We have a lot of good artists and bands in Toledo. So.
Well, not many have the same platform we're fortunate enough to have here on this radio station to talk about it. I do want to bring up a little bit more of that article, and you're a city paper reader.
Yes, I am. I am actually.
I don't read it enough because being downtown where I live downtown, I was able to grab it almost like at a dozen places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. I've got to keep my eyes open for it. But I saw something on Twitter, and I guess Best of 19, City Paper Best of 19 for, I think, eateries.
Mm-hmm.
I think voting or nominations is open. And then I skimmed over to another part of the website, and it said PU something stinks or whatever. It was about Peter Uvagi. Who's not running again for his spot in East Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be call out a lot of things that he's done or not done or why he shouldn't be.
Because that title's misleading.
So I'm reading through it and it's just telling me, and the writer's name was Johnny Hildo. And I expected to read about all the reasons why it's good that Peter is not running again.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't.
With a headline called PU.
And it talked about his career, how he was a council person in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and then went to, I think, the State of Representatives or the House of Representatives, and then came back and got a seat, and how it's good that he's not running again because he probably wouldn't win. But I found nary a detail about why he wasn't good at what as an elected official. And I don't know if Peter is a good councilman or a bad one, but I expected when I was reading that article, if you're going to call somebody out and be happy that someone's not running, is it at least you could point out some examples?
Reasons why, yeah. But,
right.
I mean, he's been on council for a while. He has to have
decades.
A good track record of some sort. Like, his constituents have to trust him for whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever reason. That's a long time to dedicate yourself to public service. To be summarized in an article without anything backing it up.
Yeah, and I
did not read the article.
Would you do me a favor and read it? Like, not now. But
okay, yeah, I will, I will, I will.
And I kind of, like, did a double take as I'm reading it. I'm like, I'm waiting for the part where, like, he's done a terrible job or he laundered money or, like, we've had a couple of local officials, elected officials lately, like the Monroe County guy,
mm-hmm.
I think, who left the scene of an accident.
Is that in Monroe?
It was up in Michigan.
Yeah, okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
I've heard of it. I hear it. I just
he
keep
left
going.
The scene of an accident. And then the other guy who hit the Catholic school kid, I think it was St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hit a kid and he was let go. And then now there's charges again.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see any of that within this story. And look, if you want to be critical of people you elect into office, by all means, do it. But tell me why.
I mean, because they're ready for it. That's why they step out in the public office. They know they're going to get scrutinized. They know sometimes they'll get praised. And then sometimes they'll get kicked below the belt. But, did you interpret the headline like the PU as a like, ooh, PU? Or
that's
just
what it's supposed to mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The only thing that the writer pointed out was he said that Peter is stepping away because of health issues. And yes, Peter does not look like the maximal picture of health.
30 plus years to dedicate yourself to service.
Right.
30 days dedicating yourself to public service is long enough for me. But like, let alone 3 decades?
The writer said, how has his health changed in the last 4 years since when he last run that means he has to step away now? Well, one, that's none of your damn business. And two, that Peter's got to be in his 60s. So that's absolutely when your health can take a turn.
Girl, listen, let me say something. Because, like I said, I didn't read it, but you're telling me right now. And I could come down with the flu tomorrow, pneumonia on Friday, be on my deathbed by Sunday. That is literally a 5-day time span. Like, 4 years, that's a lot of stuff can happen.
In your 60s.
It doesn't even matter your age. A lot of stuff can happen. I could leave this building, God forbid, and get struck by a car. Boom, there you go. 4 minutes gone. Like, you can't do that. I'm mad. I just got. I am.
I want you to read it.
Flabbergasted.
There wasn't even. There wasn't even an assertion or an allusion to that. He's using the health reasons to step away to cover up for the fact that blank will come out. So please read it if you want.
I will. I will.
It has me upset because, I'm all for criticizing people in public office because, as you said, they know it's coming.
They do,
but
yeah.
You've got to have good reason. Like, I think the phrase for this is hatchet job.
Well, it's kind of like when someone reads you to your face and you're like, well, why do you feel that way? That's just how I feel. Okay. No, it just doesn't work.
8:20 with the morning reboot. Hockey Bro, a.k.a. Floyd, will debut next. 8:31. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. You can get our podcast episode for today's show after we're done. And then before 10 o'clock, you'll have the show song free and commercial free. You can get the link by texting Eric to 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. The marathon week has obviously already began. Pro-ams, sponsor things. I know there was a women's summit yesterday. Pam, I saw you there. Pam from Dr. Frankel was there. So the women's summit was yesterday. Lots more gets going. And then on Thursday morning, the tee off for the classic begins Thursday through Sunday. What do you know about golf, Floyd?
Absolutely. Four. Nothing.
You've played miniature golf?
No.
You've never played miniature golf?
Did I play miniature golf? No.
Really?
That was my cousin's. I was too busy at the go-kart. Go-karts, yeah.
Wow.
I've been, but I've never played.
Okay. We've got to get you miniature golfing. Maybe we'll do that sometime.
Okay.
I'll find someone and we'll do a little double date with me and someone that I've taken, probably with their consent, and then you and Stefan. Wow. And so have you ever been on a golf course, like a golf course at all, like a big one?
Ooh. I have, because I used to live off of Lexus Road by the country club over there was my backyard. So I've seen golfers. And I remember my friend Savannah Garcia's brother tried to teach me how to golf. Like, he told me how to hold a... there's a correct way to hold a golf club.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm doing the fingers. You can't see, friends.
You interlock your fingers.
Yeah, but never my thing.
I played golf... my dad was into it when I was like 17, 18, and he got me into it, and I was like, yeah, the driving range is great. Let's go to the course. Then I'm like, you want me to hit this thing and then go chase it? Here's our lawn mowing, buddy. Sorry if this gets...
Why does this grass grow so fast?
So... With the marathon happening, I wanted to debut Hockey Bro.
I'm sorry.
Hockey Bros are off until next season, and we've lost one bro. Philip has moved to London, so I'm going to do Golf Bro.
Can I be a golfing guy?
No, Golf Bro.
Okay.
So I thought I would throw some terms at you, and you would have to tell me golf term. Oh, now he's on his phone, like just sitting behind the door there. I'm sorry you have to hear this.
I'm sorry.
Golf term or adult film term?
Oh, man.
But I want to take this another direction.
Oh, Lord.
I will give you a golf term, and I would like you to tell me what you believe it is.
Okay. Okay, we can do this.
What is a mulligan?
A mulligan?
Yeah, what is a mulligan?
That man on the lawnmower is a mulligan. It is. Is it when your ball falls in the pond? Mulligan. So you have to go mulligan it out.
The custom of hitting a second ball without penalty on a hole, usually the first tee, and it's really not allowed in golf. Like, you get a second shot.
This is awful.
Second chance. Next up, uncock.
Sorry. That is when you, that's when you take your golf club out the bag. You're uncocking it out the bag.
No.
Damn.
The release of straightening of the wrist during the downswing. She uncocked her wrist prematurely, causing her to lose power in her swing. Next up. T-box.
T-box.
What is a T-box?
All right, so a T is the thing you put the golf on.
Okay.
The golf ball on. So a T-box is when... You are in a certain area and you have to place your tee onto a ball into a square shape symbolizing a box.
Good enough. The area where players tee to start a hole.
Yeah, I got one right.
Usually like men's tees, women's tees, and then pro tees. How about choke down?
Oh my lord.
What is
so stupid?
What is choke down?
This is horrible. Choke down is another word for, as hockey and basketball terms, crunch time. So it's time for you to choke down and get that par four.
No. The act of gripping down on the shaft. Which is
what the heck is this game?
Which is generally believed to provide greater control. She choked down on a 7-iron.
Okay.
Next up. Come on, golf bro. Are you awful. Ready?
No!
Floyd is giving me... Floyd is attempting to give me definitions of common golf terms.
And I'm failing miserably,
I want you ready
to
for the marathon. Next up.
Okay.
I need to know what a foursome is.
You know what a foursome is when there's four leaders at the top of the board and one of them have to excel and get more attention paid to them.
A foursome, also known as alternate shot, is a type of match in the sport of golf. Golfers compete in teams of two using only one ball per team, taking alternate shots.
So not four people at the top.
It is a group of four people, though, and they are probably dressed.
These terms are very erotic.
I know. Let's go with stroke play.
Oh, my goodness. Not on the day of this Wednesday.
Can you tell me what stroke play is?
Stroke play is when you get comfortable with your club and then you swing it. So it's like practice gripping.
Stroke play, also known as medal play, it's a form of competition based on the cumulative number of strokes taken either over one round or several. So it's a way of playing the game.
Do they say these words when they commentate on like golf?
Yeah.
Like, There's Eric Chase with his stroke play, and the lawnmower man, he's a shut up! Thank you. He's so loud.
Last one.
I'm not that angry, people.
Last one. Waggle.
Waggle? That's when... Waggle. I'm going to give this one right.
Come on.
Waggle is when you walk from one hole to another. You waggle to par seven.
Motion or several motions designed to keep a player relaxed at address and help establish a smooth pace. Basically like getting loose. And
is that like when they're at the hole and they're about to hit it and they like waggle? Yeah. They're kind of like, yeah. like Tiger would like do his shoulder things.
Yep.
Oh, see, I knew I should have went with my first. So. Whatever.
Which of the of these phrases that you've just learned, are there any of them that you could use today?
Around children? No. Absolutely not. I could say all those things in a very innocent manner, and then someone's going to be like, downshaft? What are you talking about? Not in front of the children!
Peter, choke down! 8:39 with
Stop
the morning
that.
Reboot. You can get the podcast link. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Are on the radio. Hi, it's 8:51, the morning reboot on Q105. Some big streaming news to get to in just a second if you missed it earlier in the show. And if you ever want to go back and hear things from the show, you can. The podcast, it's free. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You want some breaking news?
Mm.
I think Love Island began last night. And the
is
breaking
it canceled already?
I don't think so. I am infatuated. I don't want to say in love. I am infatuated with that 21-year-old. The girl who was mixed with, she got, is it called like natural hair? Help me out with this.
Is she mixed?
I think so, yes.
Is it curly?
Yes.
Is it natural hair?
Okay.
You can say it.
I did.
Or just her hair?
She is. Now, she also has, gee, I wonder why she got picked to be on the show. She has 250,000 Instagram followers,
oh.
And they're all model shots.
Okay.
But I am mesmerized by her beauty. And another thing.
That finger.
You know what, what I forgot to bring up when we were talking about Halle Bailey?
What?
She is a dead ringer for Janet Jackson.
Yeah, she is. Like young JJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So biopic.
Right. All right, so this streaming news, I think it's really big. You're probably just going to read that Friends is leaving Netflix, but we kind of already knew that, and it was going to go to Warner Media, and it will. The one of the big parts of this story is Warner Media's streaming platform will be called HBO Max. So if it was just like, hey, sign up for Warner Media and get Friends, you're like, yeah, I'll just get the DVDs.
Some people would, though.
But HBO Max brings credibility to it. It launches next spring, maybe beta by the end of this year. But there will be a lot more on this platform. One, HBO will likely be involved in some way, shape, or form, like HBO Now or HBO Go. It could be $16, $17 a month, which is only a couple of bucks more than HBO Go or Now. Now, there will be lots of content. CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, The CW, Turner Classic, Adult Swim, and Looney Tunes, and much, much more. And I hope when it comes to, let's see, like TNT and TBS and some of these other ones, like I have a login that my dad pays for that I use to watch things on those apps. I hope that doesn't go away. I know that I'm not necessarily paying for it, but I hope that they don't gate it by putting it on the Warner Media app. Because you don't, if you have a cable login, you're paying for cable, you get to watch those things on the app for free. I hope that that remains.
I don't think that should affect it, because it hasn't affected it yet.
Well, now there's something that's collecting all these services. HBO Max will have all the CW shows, Batwoman, Katie Keene, which comes out later this year, and two romantic comedies from Reese Witherspoon. So this will be a player in the streaming rights playland.
All right.
Bah. Chrissy Teigen messed up again.
Oh, Teague.
She brought spoilers to Twitter once again. She did it once with The Voice, and she also spoiled the first episode of her new comedy series called Bring the Funny. It seems she had a copy. She had a screener copy of the episode, and then she shared a clip of it. But it was not something she should have shared. Around a half an hour
later.
She's
going to lose jobs.
Eventually, something will bite her in the butt.
She's going to lose her jobs.
She was made aware of the error and took to Twitter to joke that she's been kicked off the show for the grievous mistake. Looks like I've been fired for posting the whole thing. Thank you for all your kind texts and DMs. Please send job opportunities to the same number. And Donald Glover, who was also the premiere last night for The Lion King, can't compete with Beyonce. E.T. caught up with him at the premiere where he revealed his older son, Legend. Was very excited to see the movie, but only because of his mega co-star. This is my son's favorite movie. He's like a big animal person. He looked really good, too, in a red and white Gucci suit. I wasn't going to tell him that I was in it. I was just going to let him see it and see what happened. And I was like, hey, do you want to see The Lion King? And he said, yeah, Beyonce's in it, right? And I was like, yeah, Daddy's in it, too. Daddy's in it. It was a big deal for Donald Glover to be in it. For me, I've been in the business for a while, but to be able to work with Beyonce, James Earl Jones, Jon Favreau, like iconic people in the business, it's an amazing feeling. It's a lot of good people. He's awesome.
Like James Earl Jones. Like, if I was ever had that opportunity, I'm like, dude, I'm working with the voice of like Hollywood. He's the voice. He is the voice. You hear it. He's a Verizon voice. He's Darth Vader. He's Mufasa.
He's so much.
He's
good. A couple other things. Ross Perot died. Rip Torn died. Old people have died. But there's always three famous people that die. Congratulations. High five to my friend Monica, who hopefully I'll see over at Franklin Park today, who beat some health things she was going through and is no longer radioactive. And shout out to Jacob, who wore a cow costume to get free Chick-fil-A.
No.
I almost think we should start doing most liked meme, because I have another one. I'm not a player. I'm a gamer. Players get chicks. I get bullied at school.
What? Was that your tweet?
No.
Oh.
That was the meme.
Oh.
Now we'll do tweet.
Okay.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Ready?
Yes.
From Morgan Mazakowski. Today a customer told me, I'm lucky Thick is in. Yeah, okay, lady. Well, you're lucky I'm on the clock. Otherwise, I'd whoop you.
Aww. I have a good one, too.
Okay.
Here we go. Hashtag mind blown. You don't really wash your hands. They actually wash each other while you just stand there and watch. I haven't been the same since.
Mind blown indeed.
Mind blown indeed.
I sent you something insensitive on your Facebook
page. I did, and it was... Reaches to a plug. Whoa, 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 whoa.
a refrigerator with an attitude. 857. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link for today's show.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by